It's your father's funeral.
I can memorialize that on my own. I don't need to be surrounded by a bunch of fake pricks pretending that they give a shit about him.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. Get the fuck out of my way.
You're acting like a little girl.
I'll call security.
What you just heard was a climatic scene between Goliath's two leads, a full-length feature film that students across Ryerson University worked on. Luke Vilmaire, a fourth-year film student, was the brainchild behind the whole project.
So I've been interested in screenwriting since I was young, and I knew that film was an area that I wanted to go into. And I find that there's a lot of opportunity in writing to really explore stories and things that you're dealing with personally as well. For me, it was a big decline in my mental health last year, and Goliath was my way of kind of coping with and exploring that. So the story follows a woman named Robin Walker who returns home to her small town after years away to bury her father for his funeral. And she kind of has a tumultuous relationship with her siblings that she's trying to repair ahead of the funeral. My dad is alive, so it's not necessarily based on my life, but a lot of the things that the main character is going through are things that I think a lot of people who have experienced mental illness will be able to relate to, and hopefully people who haven't will be able to empathize and understand a little bit more about it. I think one of the greatest things about this project is that it's opened so many doors for a lot of the people involved, and it continues to have an impact on people who are coming to me and asking me how I was able to do it. And it's great to be able to sit down with students, other students, my peers, and tell them about the process and the lessons I learned and the mistakes that I made, and hopefully inspire and encourage them to do the same.
Mental health plays a huge part in the world of Goliath. The writing actually hits close to home. Because although it's silent and invisible, Luke lives with depression and borderline personality disorder.
So what that means is I have difficulty regulating how I'm feeling on a day-to-day basis. And that was explored through the film, through the character of Robin Walker. And it's something that me and Jessica Sipos, who plays the lead, discussed a lot in the months leading up to it because we wanted to make sure that we did a really accurate portrayal of someone who would be going through these experiences. Because I think there's really a lack of positive portrayals of people with mental illness in the media. I think as a filmmaker and someone who's experienced thoughts of suicide and self-harm, it was important for me to show that you can come back from that and you can really do big things. And a lot of people have told me that, you know, Goliath, this project's too ambitious and you should not be doing it this early in your career, but I didn't listen to them. And because I didn't, all these great doors have opened for me, and I think we created a film that I'm really proud of.
Helping Luke throughout his recovery was a clothing company called Wear Your Label that tackles the stigma of mental health through their clothing. Not only has he joined their marketing team, but Wear Your Label is actually a part of the Joe Fresh Center for Fashion Innovation, a center that is based out of Ryerson.
Wear Your Label was started out of New Brunswick by Kyle and Kaylee, who I've grown to know and are great people to work with. I'm excited about kind of the impact that the brand has had on Canadians and people worldwide. It's exciting to see people having these conversations about mental illness based on t-shirts that they see people wearing. Some of the slogans, for example, are self-care isn't selfish, it's okay not to be okay, sad but rad. Being a part of Wear Your Label, it came at, again, a very convenient time. I was going through a lot of difficulties in my own personal life, and I was lucky enough to have a project like Goliath to lean back on.
The budget for the film totaled at $200,000, but it was the initial $20,000 funding from the Ryerson Communication and Design Society that caused a controversy on campus. Luke was our vice president of finance last year, and he breaks down the conflict of interest and whether the money he received was fair.
I think at the end of the day, it's fair that people would have concerns about it being in a position of power to be pitching for this money. Yes, although there was kind of the negative press surrounding it and the questions asked, what excited me is that people were asking questions and that people knew about the project funding, because I think it was an untapped resource in the RCDS. And one of my goals as VP Finance was to make people more aware of it. Now, when I was elected to the position, I did not realize Goliath was even a thing in my heart. I didn't know that it would be something I'd be making this early in my career. I thought it would be more 4 or 5 years down the line. But again, because of the personal things going on in my life at the time, I felt in a sense that I had nothing to lose by going ahead and pursuing this ambitious project years earlier than I had originally anticipated. So I asked the staff advisor, Mary Macon at the time, and Casey Ewan, who was the president, if it would be okay for me to pitch, if executives have done it before, or if it would be a conflict of interest. and they assured me that it would be fine as long as I was not present in the room during deliberation and I was not given access to the meeting minutes. Both of which ended up happening. I went in, I pitched like every other student, and I left the room. The board deliberated, and in the end voted in favor of funding Goliath. And at the end of the day, our CDS was just 20 grand of that 200,000, and it was the first 20 grand, and I'm really grateful for that because it definitely started a snowball effect, and other people were more willing to back a project that had the support of a student society like that.
The future for Goliath and Luke's upcoming project is bright, as the film industry is turning and noticing his tremendous talent and work.
Because of kind of the impact and the connections that I made from Goliath, I'm now moving forward with a TV series that I'm entitling Dark Horse. So Goliath will either be released at a summer or a fall festival, and then theatrically, most likely in the spring of next year.
Look out for Goliath next year in theaters and festivals, and dive into the vibrant world Luke Vermeer has created for them. I'm Serena Kwok.